Welcome to the Arts Page. In this edition, we take a look at a program of cultural exchange between Jamaica and South Africa.
Eight drop of bleach in a water for safety. Eight drop of bleach and it's safe for your tasty. Eight drop, 1 gallon, that's how the case be. Half hour later, you drink till you're hearty. Gastro, colic, fever and worm. Drink dirty water, them a fear concern. You're not sure about your water? This you for learn. Eight little drop of bleach are your health, your preserve.
No dirty water. Purify it. For water conservation tips, contact OddPem at 1-888-991-4262.
South Africa, which has long been a friend of Jamaica, is looking to further collaborations with the island under the Agreement on Cooperation in the Field of Arts and Culture. The agreement dates back to 2009 and is aimed at encouraging cooperation as well as facilitating the exchange of knowledge, experience, and achievements between both countries in the fields of arts and culture. It covers cultural exchanges in which artistic people and or groups, including theater groups, visual artists, actors, dancers, musicians, writers, and journalists will participate in festivals, fairs, and other events staged in each country, and the swap of cultural professionals across institutions. Here is South Africa's High Commissioner to Jamaica, Matthew Joyini. She tells us how the program has been going.
It has gone well both ways. We've had a number of Jamaican artists that have gone to South Africa, that have performed in South Africa. We've had Jamaican cuisine being exposed in South Africa. Dabaruka has been there, Queen Africa has been there. And this was, by the way, in collaboration with the government of South Africa at a provincial level.
The High Commissioner also says in the coming months, South Africa will also be looking at the island's film and fashion industries.
The creative industries are quite critical in the broader scope of economic development of any country. That's the case in South Africa and that's the case here also.
In addition, South Africa's Minister of Arts and Culture, Paul Mashatiel, has visited the island, while Minister of Higher Education and Training, Dr. Bonginkosi Zimande, led a high-level delegation to Jamaica on a four-day visit in November 2012. Jamaica and South Africa established diplomatic relations in 1994 following the election of a representative majority government in the post-apartheid country. The Jamaican High Commission in Pretoria was opened in late 2006. That's it for this week's edition of The Arts Page. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.